The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
How are we all doing?
Praise God. Okay, I think I have to drop this now.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Come, Felix. Felix. Praise God. Okay, first of all, I want to welcome you to church this morning. It's been an eventful week, right?
Yes, sir.
Very eventful week. From PGTI to our wedding. Not our wedding, to their wedding. You better separate yourself from that wedding. It has happened, it has happened. It's all over. Is it your marriage? Praise God. Let's celebrate the latest couple in the house. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Finally. Praise God. Congratulations, sir and ma. Praise God. See, let me say this to you. Listen. Listen carefully. With all of you students that are excited and shouting, I don't know why you're excited. You have a long way ahead of you. Especially if you're a guy and you're excited. Why are you excited? And you're still in school. If there's a guy around, he say hustle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. Congratulations. And let me welcome Apostle Casey once again this morning. Hallelujah. Welcome. It's always a blessing to have you around. You know him, right?
Yeah.
It's my friend from way back. Aren't you tired of this thing? Okay. So what is next week? This week. And we couldn't get your poll available over the weekend, but it's here now. So at the end of the meeting, you'll be receiving yours. And then for our rally, Tuesday, we're going to use that. So today I'm teaching very briefly, hopefully, because I expect us to pray after. Okay, and appreciate the expression. Please do that. They were very energetic this morning. Powerful ministration. Hallelujah. Sister Debbie, that was powerful. That was very powerful this morning. Hallelujah. Like after, since that day, you guys have just been doing well. You know that day now? May that day never come again.
Yeah.
You better put in work your rehearsal. If not, always come up here and shift something in your life. Okay, very well. Today, I'm appreciating them not just for the song, but for the direction they chose. Talking about miracles. This morning, I'll be talking about faith for receiving. Yeah. Especially in Christian meetings. You know, throughout this month, I've been preparing you for Zoe, right? The first Sunday we had the seven things you do with rejoicing. The second Sunday we have accuracy and precision with the Spirit. And third Sunday, the blessedness of Christian meetings. And today, faith for receiving. So it will both help you for this meeting and when you get into Zoe. Hallelujah. I'd like you not to forget is that faith is the bedrock for every miracle. Faith is the bedrock for every miracle. It's the bedrock. In James chapter 1 and verse 5. James 1 verse 5. He said, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men, okay, that giveth to all men liberally and, come and talk back to me, and, okay, and it shall be given him. And so when you ask of God that gives to all men liberally, without upbraiding, it shall be given you. That's what the Bible said. In this verse, we see the character of God. Okay? We see the character of God. The character of God is that he gives, right? To how many men? How many? So, you're part of the all, right? Okay. So, the sinner is part of the all. Right? He gives to all men. And again, we see the character of his giving. The character of his giving is liberality. He gives liberally. He gives without upbraiding. To upbraid means to find fault. Put up like Amplified of this verse. Amplified said, if any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God. So he calls God the giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly, without reproaching or fault finding. And so he says, God gives without fault finding. You know, that's why I normally tell people, I say, you see, when you want to pray, the predominant thing that should be in your mind should not be you. It should be the character of the person you are praying to. I get the point. It should not be, people think about their conduct when they want to pray, where they should actually think about the conduct or the character of the man they are praying to. And so James said, if you want to pray, he says, you ask of God that gives to all men liberally. So when people say things like, well, God is not going to answer me because I've not lived right, what they are looking at is how they have lived. Whereas James is saying, when you want to pray, what should be in your mind should be the character of the God or the giver that you're asking. And so it's the character of the giver that will help you know if you will receive or not. And in the character of the giver, we see that he gives to all men without fault finding, without reproaching. So every man that has a need should be bold enough to ask God, and he will give him. Now, so we see that. But let me drop this. That's why I started with this. Do you observe? Okay, what if God, what if I don't have faith? Is God going to answer me? Huh? Think very well. If I don't have faith. Huh? No, sir. Yes, sir. Well, look at this verse again. He said, ask of the giving God. Who gives to how many man? So what if you don't have faith? He will give you. You know, faith is not, listen carefully, because you must get the role of faith in prayer, in God answering prayers. Faith is not what makes God answer you. If faith can make God answer you, it means you can turn God into a stingy person. Now, one thing I thought about the character of God is that God does not react. Remember I told you that? You can't make, you see, people think God reacts. I was saying this on Thursday. People think that when you don't forgive, God will not forgive you. See, it means we can all team up and turn God into a bitter person. Let's team up and decide we're not going to forgive anybody. We'll turn God into an unforgiving father. I didn't get the point. But that's not God. He says, if any of you, he said, if you just ask, he said, we'll give you. Now, you need to realize the role of faith. The role of faith in prayer is not towards God. You get the point? God's character is consistent. And so everybody that will come for Zoe, or that is in this meeting this morning, God will give. Are you still here? Now, he said he gives to every man without reproaching or fault finding. I explain this in prayer first, right? And it will be given him. And so all you have to do in prayer is to ask. Now, look at the next verse. Verse 6. Now I began to explain what I call the role of faith. Go back to King James. Go back to King James. Now, verse 5 already told us that once you ask, God will give. Verse 6 now said, but let him ask in faith. First he has said God will give. He now said ask in faith. We're going to see the role of faith shortly. Without nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Now verse 7, for let not that man think, which man? The man that is doubting, right? Are you following? Let him not think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And so, you find out, he says in verse 5 that God gives to all men. He says in verse 7 that some men will not receive. And so, God is a giver, man is the receiver. So, verse 7 is saying that the man that does not ask with faith will not receive anything from God. But verse 5 said God will give to all men.
And so what you see here, what God is going to give to you. Now, where faith comes in is whether you're going to receive what God has given. Are you still here this morning? Where faith comes in is whether you receive what God has given. And so what doubt does to you is not to stop God from giving to you. It's to stop you from assessing. We come to this meeting, for instance. Maybe there are 30 sick persons here. And we'll say, Father, in the name of Jesus, heal 30 of them. Now, and then 17 gets healed. 13 remains the same. Now, the mistake you would make is to think that God just came and did head count. 1, 2, skip him. 3, 4, 5. I don't like a skirt. Skipper. 6, 7. And then once he gets to Noel, he says, ah, why is he carrying bells all over the place? Skip him. Hallelujah. Ah, you think that's what God did, or that's how God answers prayers? And now he just keeps counting. After everything, that's okay. How many of them are 17? Let's answer them. No. He said he will give to all men. Now, the 17 of them that received would receive it because they were in a position to receive it. But in the character of God, he gives to everybody. I guess what I'm talking about. He gives to everybody. There's never been a case of anybody that asked God for anything and he said no. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, he said, will your son ask you for bread and you give him stone? He said, if you being evil, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? And so there is no place, as far as God is concerned, once you ask, he gives. And so what is going to happen in Zoe is that there will be a blessing available for everyone. Now, what I'm doing this morning is faith for receiving what God has given. How are you going to cultivate that faith to receive what God has given? You know, in Mark 11 verse 23, we'll see this thing I explained to you play out again here. Look closely. He said, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, what will happen? But shall believe that those things which he has said shall come to pass, he shall have. Look at verse 24. I have what I say. Praise God. That's where you guys got that rubbish from. Now, there I say unto you, how many of you know the meaning of this? I have what I say, these guys are saying. You know what I mean? They're prophesying to their marriage. These are a set of people who don't have any boy looking at them or any girl looking at them. So they're now declaring, that's the meaning. Thereby saw to you. Now, look closely. I saw to you, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe. Believe what? That you receive. So if the believing is, plays a role in the receiving. You get the point? Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And so where you find the role of faith is in helping you receive. Faith does not move God. What moves God is that you prayed. The only thing God, okay, once you pray, he answers. Will everybody receive the answer? No. Has God answered? Yes. James 1:5. If any of his deficient in wisdom, let him ask of God. Now, verse 6 now said, look at verse 5. James 1:5. I want to show you something. Let's go back there. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, I give it to all men. So what did he explain in verse 5? The character of God, right? Now, verse 6 now said, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Nothing wavering concerning what? Concerning what he explained in verse 5. And so, if you have doubts about God's character in prayer, you possibly will not see answers to your prayer. Are you following me at all? If you have doubt as to whether God is going to answer you, you know, am I asking my just look at me and he wouldn't like my face, or he would say wait, or he would say no. You just live your life without seeing answers to your prayer. But when you are sure that you know the character of God, it begins to help you to receive. And so faith helps you in receiving. But let me take this a step further. Your faith. When we come to Christian meetings, your faith. Now, I'm emphasizing on your faith because there are meetings that we can enter and the faith of the minister plays a role. But here's what I'm going to say. Your faith helps you in receiving and keeping your miracle. Now, there are meetings you can get into that the faith of the minister can play a role to help you. I mean, sometimes, you know, get into some meetings, some miracle services, and then the anointing is just at work there, and even if you don't believe, you get well. If you're going to receive and keep that miracle, your faith must play a role. But If the bread of the ministry, have you noticed that? I've said this a couple of times. As soon as you go to some Christian meetings, miracle services, and the miracles will happen everywhere, then later you start hearing that some people lost their healing. Have you heard such things? That the person became blind again. Most times, they were not involved in the receiving. Look at what Jesus said. Look at the pattern of Jesus. In Matthew 9:22, look at his pattern in working miracles. In Matthew 9:22, he said, "But Jesus turned him about when he saw her. He said, 'Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has.'" So it is your faith. Thy faith. And so you must. Faith is very important if you're going to receive from God. Everything is happening in your way. We'll minister to the sick, for instance. We will teach the word. Okay? We will lay hands. We'll communicate the supernatural. Everything will happen. Your faith must be involved in your receiving. If not, words are going to be flying and flying over your head. And testimonies will be flying over your head. Are you getting my talk? Over your head. In Matthew 15, verse 28, Jesus employs the same principle. He says, "Your faith." 15, verse 28. He said, "And Jesus answered and said unto her, 'O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou willest.'" So, great is your faith. If you say you have built it, you're going to receive it by your faith. By your faith. And so, when we come to Christian meetings, your faith must be there. In Luke 18, verse 42. In Luke 18, verse 42. You see Jesus again. And Jesus said unto him, "Receive thy sight. Thy faith has saved thee." Thy faith. So, Jesus had faith. There are miracles that when you want to walk, you know, you don't need the faith of the person. Generally, miracles doesn't need anybody's faith. But if miracle is going to last and be sustained, it needs the person's faith. For instance, when you come to raising the dead, you don't need the faith of the dead person. I don't get the point. But then, if your will is involved in what we are talking about, you are conscious, it's always better that you receive a miracle with your faith. That way, you will know how to sustain it. Let me put it another way. That way, you will know how to replicate what has happened. You know what I said? If you just sit in a meeting and then the man of God is just preaching and doing whatever and you get healed. Now, when you get sick again, you will not know how to repeat that process. Are you getting at all? Because you know, I explained to you, you must learn if you're going to have repetition of any event, you must learn the process of that event. I say this a lot in our leaders meeting. Almost every day, whole leaders meeting, I say this. You must learn the process. Because if you cannot trace how something happened, you will not know how to reproduce that thing again. That same way, if you cannot trace the process of failure, you will not know how to avoid that failure. Are you still here? So you must trace the process. And so you must learn faith. You must come to Zoe with your faith. Amen. In Numbers 13, let me just show you a powerful walking of faith. In Numbers 13, verse 27. Numbers 13, verse 27. "And they told him and said, 'We came unto the land where thou sendest us, and surely it flowed milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it.'" Okay? "Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Nevertheless," okay, verse 29, come on. "And the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, the Hittites and all that. Verse 30. "And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able.'" So all of them saw the same thing. One man had the faith to receive it. You get the point? Now, do you think Caleb saw those giants? He saw them. Why was he the one able to conquer? Faith. He believed they could do it. Are you following me at all? I mentioned some of this when I was teaching on School of Faith. Remember? He believed they could do it, and they did. And so you must come to meetings with your faith. And let me explain this faith thing. Let me slow down a little again. You must know that when we're talking about faith, because after this prayer, this teaching, somebody may just start praying, "Father, this impostor taught today is powerful. Just give me faith, Lord." No. The believer is not lacking faith. In Romans 10 verse 17, he said, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God." And what he was explaining there was salvation. And so what you see, let me say, the gospel does not just give you what to believe. The gospel imparts in you the faith with which to believe what to believe. Should I say it again? The gospel does not just bring what to believe. Say, believe Jesus died. In hearing the gospel, you receive the faith. That is why you find out that the faith we have in Christ is God's own faith. God's faith. Are you here? So I have the faith of God. Say, I have the faith of God. Look at Galatians 2 verse 20. I want to show you this with King James. Galatians 2 verse 20. Now, let's read from the screen. 1, 2, 3, go. Stop. Okay, let's start again. No, that's not everybody. Let's go again. 1, 2, 3, go. Crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live. Stop. You notice he didn't say by faith in the Son of God. Faith. What did he say? Faith of. So the life the believer is living is not just, it's by God's own faith. So right, once you are a believer, you have the faith of God in you. That's what I'm trying to say this morning.
I get the point.
Once you're a believer, you have the faith of God in you. Faith is not what you pray for to receive. Faith is what came into you the day you came into Christ. Are you getting me at all? The day you came into Christ, faith. Which kind of faith? God's own faith. Look at Romans 3.22. I'll just show you like two scriptures on this. Romans 3.22. Stop. Go to verse 16 of this Galatians 2. Let me show you this again. Go to verse 16. Okay. No, chapter 2, verse 16, not chapter 3. I know I confused you. Okay. Now, let's read from the screen again. 1, 2, 3, go. A man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of, again, did you observe that? Jesus' faith is what justifies the man. Jesus, so when you hear the gospel, God imparts his faith into you. It is his faith you use to believe the gospel. That faith does not live. That faith is just dead in you. Look at that. By the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. So, God's faith is resident in you. If at that place Jesus told them in Matthew, you know, he said, when they were like, how, why could we not? No, when he moved, or the sea, he ended the waves on the sea, they asked him, I told him, he said, have faith in God. Now, in the original, that what that verse came as is, have the faith of God. Or, have the God kind of faith. And so, why was telling them to have it? Because they were unsaved men. I get the point? That was in Matthew, Jesus had not yet died. Now, when Jesus now died, Paul is now saying that we have the faith of God. Look at Romans 3.22. We have the faith of God. So, when we're talking about faith this morning, faith isn't what you should start praying for. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, please give me. You know, I've heard people say things like, no, what of, we need to pray for God to increase our faith. I'm coming to that shortly. Faith is something that is resident in every believer you know. Look at this. Let's read it again. 1, 2, 3, go. Faith of Jesus Christ. Are you going to talk about? So it is God's faith that lives in the believer. God's faith. Say, I have the faith of God. Come on. Say, I have the faith of God. You're not serious. Okay. Minister, say, I have the faith of God. Okay. Say, I have the faith of God. You're not serious. Say, I have the faith of God. They're coming up. Say, I have the faith of God. I'm facing you people. You're my audience this morning. We have the faith of God. The faith of God is alive in us. Is at work in us. Is at work in us. And so the believer is not lacking faith. And people say, what of that place that the disciples said Jesus should increase their faith? Well, did you observe that when they asked that, Jesus didn't answer the prayer? Look at Luke 17 verse 5. I'm going to show you this. He showed them something powerful. Luke 17 verse 5. He said, and the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. How many of you have ever prayed this prayer? Hallelujah. Lord, increase my faith. A man of God once said to me that if you ask God to increase your faith, you're asking for challenging times and tough times. So when tough times come, your faith increase. I say, Lord, reduce my faith.
Me that is wise. Think I don't have sense. I've not asked God to increase my faith. And as I'm having tough times, no. Reduce the faith. Give it low. Now look at this. The apostle said unto him, Lord, increase our faith. Let's see how Jesus, what Jesus said. Verse 6. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain. So did he answer the prayer? He began to show them that they don't even need much faith. That if you have small, he can handle it. I don't get the point. The believer doesn't need a faith increase. All the faith need is in you. Jesus is saying, and can I announce to you, you don't have faith as a mustard seed. Jesus said, if you had, but we don't. What we have is the very faith of God. So if faith as a mustard seed can say to this sycamine tree, be thou plucked out, then the faith of God can do more. So Jesus, they said, even before the cross, they said, increase our faith. Jesus said, if you just have small. So you don't need to ask, I don't need to increase your faith. I just need to show you how powerful your faith is. So he was saying to them, all you have to do is to activate the little faith you have or put it to work. And so I'm not asking you to pray after this meeting and say, Father, give me faith. No. You know, I said something in January during our retreat. During the anointing and the anointed. Remember that message? Everything of God is complete. It doesn't grow. Don't miss this. Everything of God is complete and perfect. It doesn't grow. It doesn't increase. It's just there. When God gives you an anointing, it's a complete anointing. When God gives you righteousness, you are perfect. The righteousness of God, you cannot grow. How many of you know that? The faith of God, it does not grow. It's perfect. God gives complete gifts. Now, but you can grow in it. For instance, we are fully righteous. The righteousness of God you cannot grow is perfect. But you can grow to walk more in that righteousness you already have. Do you get the point? That's the same thing that happens with faith. The faith of God you is complete. You cannot increase it. But you can get better in the knowledge of it and in the usage of it. So you find out, you see what Jude verse 20 said. Look at Jude 20. I'll teach you this verse towards the end. But look at it. He said, building up yourself in what? In? So who are you building up? Yourself or the faith? Yourself. Come on, are you following me this morning? Yes, it's yourself you're building up in the faith. It's not the faith you are building up. The faith is complete. But you have to get yourself, develop yourself in the usage of that faith that is at work in you. I get the point. And so you have complete. So all the faith you need to receive a miracle and to work a miracle is resident in you. What I'm doing this morning, what we do in teaching is to get you to learn it and to work with it more. So when you are, let me drop this. You so much need faith, as in to grow and work in faith, especially when you are trusting God for anything that defies natural order. I don't know if you are believing God. You believe God for something possible way. And what I believe in God is beyond man. I believe God for something that is beyond man, the unthinkable. Only, you know, I said something in January. If your life follows the natural order, you're not living by faith. A life of faith defies the natural order. If your life is just progressing, I just graduate from school, I go to youth service, I come out, and I look for job and look for job and look for job, and I now find a job after how many years? The real Nigerian system, after how many years? You know, I look for the job. And the problem is that asking you for a job, that you're looking for a job and you need like 5 years experience. From where? And then by the time you now go and start working a small job to gather the experience, when you now come back, they tell you are now over age. They need people below 25. But you guys sent me to go and get experience. And I came back and I say, people below, how can someone below 24 have 5 years experience? From where? But that's the system. You know what I'm telling you? The job is not for you. You get the point? The job is not for you. It's for some people. Their relatives, their in-laws, that's for the good ones. Their sons. Their side chicks. No, that's what I'm telling you. That 5 years experience,
That's what, you see, let me tell you. If you're one of those people that don't believe that God used to do miracle, you cannot survive in Nigeria. This country, you live by miracle. I'm telling you, especially if you're like me, that don't have anybody in your life. Now people say, God doesn't provide. I say, look at you. You don't have father that has money. You don't have mother that has money. You don't have connection. It's only God we all have. You're not saying he doesn't provide. Well, some people are saying God does not provide. Just leave them. They have somebody speaking for them. Me, if I dare say that thing, I'm done for. Praise God. Now, when you're expecting something beyond the natural order, I say, if your life follows the natural trend of things, you graduate, wait for 5 years, get a job, and then gradually you're trying to build up, and then finally you get a promotion. You see, that's not the life of faith. That's just natural. The life of faith leaps. The life of faith defies. If you fall sick and you always have to pass through the normal process of medication, you don't sleep like every other normal person. The life of faith defies the natural order. And you see, from Zoe, your life will defy that order. Amen. You will see a different change entirely. Amen. Because, you know, it's a life of faith. It's a life of faith. You know, your life mustn't move normally. You get the point? Hallelujah. There can be some, when the spiritual is involved, we must know it's involved. Someone is hustling for 7 years, doing business, selling okrika. Another man visits the native doctor after one night, brings out his okrika in 1 week. Everything has changed. That's the supernatural, right? On the negative. Right? That same way. If we bring the supernatural involved in what we do, by faith, we can defy natural order of things. And so if you're expecting God for something, if you're trusting God, when you come from services, you're trusting God for the sharing of the gift of faith in you, or the sharing of the gift of working of miracles, you want to be able to prophesy or do amazing things, you're expecting something that is beyond the natural order, you must have your faith intact. I want to show you shortly how you can grow in that faith. That faith that will help you receive whenever you come for Christian meetings. Now, first things I said about faith in the School of Faith series is that faith speaks. You remember that? Faith speaks. The character of faith that it speaks. Look at Romans chapter 10, verse 6. Now, but the righteousness which is of faith, I like this, speaketh on this wise. So, how does faith behave? Say not in thy heart, who shall ascend, and all that. Verse 7. But what said it? Go verse 8. Verse 8, you're right. But what said it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. So, faith talks. I get the point? One of the ways to grow in your faith, if you're trusting God for something, you want to grow your faith, is to learn to talk. That's why when a meeting is approaching, you must be talking. Say a lot of things. Now, but notice something in this verse. Go back to verse 6. Notice that this talking, as I've always explained to you, is in two places. Read that verse. 1, 2, 3, go. Say not where. So the first saying is, so I'm going to start from there. If you're going to grow, you must learn how to first speak in your heart. That talks about believing something, right? Speak in your heart. Now, when you, listen to me. the word confession, the word confess is the Greek word homologio. I told you that, right? Homologio means to say the same thing. To say the same thing. So when we say confess the word, we are saying, say with your mouth the same things you said in your heart. Are you following me at all? You know, the reason many of us say things and it doesn't happen is because we don't even believe them in our hearts. If those things have not been planted in your heart, you're just making empty noise most times. Praise God.
Praise God.
So you must first say in your heart. In other words, it must first be settled in your heart before you start talking. First settled in your heart. So speak in your heart first. Look at Mark 11:23. Let me show you this again. And I'll show you how to get your heart set. How to first start saying something in your heart before a Christian meeting comes. Mark 11:23. Look at it. I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. And so he said, you shall say. Before you say to the mountain, there must be a state, your heart must be in a particular condition. You get the point? So you must first of all have been speaking faith in your heart before you start speaking it with your mouth. Are you getting me at all? It is what you are saying in your heart that you now give voice to. If what you are saying in your heart does not agree with what you are saying with your mouth, you are just making noise. Are you following me at all? And so you first say in your heart, and I'm going to tell you some statements you must make in your heart for 57 meetings. One of those statements is your expectation. One. Before anything happens to you in a Christian meeting, your heart must be in a state of expectation. Your heart must feel. Now, before you start saying, oh, I'm going to be healed, make sure that you're expecting it in your heart. Look at this. Look at Matthew 9 verse 20. Matthew 9 verse 20. So there must be, you must imprint your expectation in your heart. Look at this. And behold, a woman which was diseased with the issue of blood, 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Okay? For she said, what did she say? Look at that. She said, within herself, if I touch. So she already said something. So she was already talking in her heart before she now spoke verbally. Or she now acted. And so you must be speaking. She said, if I touch. So what was she expecting? Well, okay, let me ask you a question. What made the difference? Jesus was in a crowd. Everybody was touching him, right? Why was that woman's touch special? She said in her heart, she was expecting something. So as always coming, what are you saying in your heart? Huh? You must print your expectation in your heart. Print it to your heart. That is the only way. When we now come for the meeting, things are going to change. You know, what's the difference between every person's touch and that woman's touch was expectation? That's why I tell you, whenever meetings are coming up, don't just walk in like every other person. Write down your expectation. In fact, begin to practice this for Sunday services, Thursday services. As you are coming, this morning I'm expecting this. How many of you are doing this? That's why you don't just come to service just like that. Ah, it's Sunday morning, let's pack our bag and go. And that's why you come late. Because the service is just another routine for you. I didn't get the point. You must have this you are expecting in your heart. So first, your first person will be speaking in your heart. Pen your expectations down in your heart. And you know, I told you something in January. Things stay in your heart by the law of repetition. Do you remember that? The law of repetition. And so I'm not just saying you should think about something once, okay, I'm expecting a miracle. Put it 1 week before the program, from today, you're already going over it in your heart. Expecting, hands shall be laid on me. Expecting the teaching of the word. I'm going to grow in knowledge. It's there in your heart. It's there in your heart. That's what we call renewing your mind. Right? By the principle of repetition, you are planting something in your heart. You're just going over it in your heart. You sleep with it. You wake up until you can expect something in your heart until it becomes your reality even before it comes. You can almost feel it tangibly. In Acts 3 verse 5, when Peter and John met that man, Bible said he was looking at them, expecting to receive something from them. So your expectation is what is going to bet. And so you first of all speak in your heart by your expectation. Fill your heart, first of all, with what you're expecting. Secondly, fill your heart with the word of God as every meeting is coming up. Study the word. Listen, I'm telling you, you don't just come to meetings. You see, throughout this week, you're going to be blessed away. If your faith is going to rise to receive the best, then you must be expecting something, first of all. Then you must be into the word. You know, I normally explain something to you guys. Using a remote control. You remember that? The reason we can get a remote control for a DVD, okay, and then use it on a GoTV decoder and it will not work, is because there is no connection between the two. I think there's something they call sensor that should be inside where? Huh? The remote or the TV? Huh? Who are you that I should believe you? Who are you? Like, praise God. So there should be something in the, let me just talk in language you understand, that I will understand too. There should be something in the remote control, on the remote control, that should correspond whatever is in the television. Okay? So when you use it on this, it's just going to work because they know themselves. Now, you can't use that on a GoTV decoder and it works. Now, it's not because anything is wrong with the remote. It's just, there is no connection. That's when you fill your heart with the word of God. You're studying a lot of time before you come. As the pastor just said to share one or two things, your heart is
jumping already. Having the meetings, when they read the scripture, you're really rejoicing. Get your heart filled with the word of God. Don't just walk into meetings like we're coming to play. So you're on the word, you're studying it for a very long time. You see, so this week is the week you're going to study the word. Renew your mind. Possibly begin to study towards your expectation. But if you're expecting a healing, this is the week to begin to study healing scriptures. Are you following me? Healing scriptures. Healing miracles in the Bible. Going over it. When we now visit the meeting. When we start ministry, before you get it, immediately. You're studying healing scriptures. You're expecting maybe hands will be laid on me. Begin to study what happens when impartation comes. You're expecting, what is I expecting? What are you expecting? You're expecting direction, not money. Direction. So begin to study. Into the thing. Fill your heart with the study of God's word. That way, when the time comes, your heart is set to receive what I will be giving. So you speak in two places. Where do you speak first? In your heart. So if before the meeting your heart is already saying one thing, you are set for it. You fill your heart with, if a meeting is coming up, for instance, is you fill your heart with okay, this will bless you. With the faith for the on the minister. You know what I said? Faith on the minister. How many of you know that the things of God are communicated with men or through men? You know, right? If you do not, have you observed that the reason people get healed in big meetings is because they believe in the man preaching in the meeting? And so one of the things you can do, for instance, if I'm going for, I practice this a lot. If I'm going for a meeting, if I'm going to my spiritual father's meeting, for instance, I stay a lot on his messages, his impartation sessions, before the meeting comes. Because whatever I will receive from the meeting is dependent on how much I believe in the man that will deliver it. How many of you know this? If this is coming strange to you, you have to listen carefully. Look at, you know, in Matthew, okay, not Matthew, no. Let's see Matthew first. Matthew 9:27. So, how much you believe that, okay, God uses this man? He's a blessing to my life. If you believe that, you're going to receive whatsoever he'll be giving. But if you have a bias about the person that is about to communicate whatever, you're going to struggle. Look at this. He said, and when Jesus departed from thence, two blind men followed him, cried out, saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. Look at verse 28. 28. Let's read from the screen. 1, 2, 3, go. Come on. Did you see? He asked them, do you believe that I can do it? You know, I learned this from William Branham. You know William Branham? When he wants to minister in a meeting, he lines up the guys that he's going to minister to. I asked them, do you believe that Abraham is a man of God, sent from God, that will heal you? If you don't believe that, you're not going to get your healing. Because God is the source, man is the channel. I get the point. Are you getting the point? And so you must first of all, so begin to train your heart with some things. To know, this is the man that God has sent to me. And this is what he's going to do. So one of the things I do, that for instance, I begin to listen to his teachings. I watch miracle services. You know, one of the things that I learned from, I think Dr. Price, Dr. Frederick Casey Price, if Brother Hagin is going to come minister in their church, he holds, I've told you this before, right? He holds teaching services. Sometimes 2 weeks, sometimes for 2 months every Sunday. He's teaching the people on the ministry of Brother Hagin. How do we get a point? Now, he prepares that. Brother Hagin said, there has been no church he visited that he saw the move of the Spirit like he saw any day he goes to Jesus Christ's church. Every day. Because the people are set. I don't get the point. You teach them how Brother Hagin ministers, what to expect when he ministers, the kind of things that should happen in the meeting and all that. And then he prepares their heart. So before the meeting, he already says something to your heart. Concerning the minister, that is going to meet. Look, let me show you Mark 5:25. I'm going to read 3 verses there. Mark 5:25. Is any woman with an issue of blood 12 years, okay?
Let's continue. Come on.
And has suffered many things of many physicians and has spent all that she had. I was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Verse 27. When she had heard of Jesus, that's what I want to see. Before she came to Jesus, what did she do? She heard of him. Now, whatever will empower her to receive that miracle was what she already heard concerning Jesus. And so you must begin to train your heart that as I'm going to go to this meeting, you must fill your heart with the fact that, first of all, I have an expectation. Let the expectation flood your heart. Let the word of God flood your heart. Let faith in the ministry of the man you're going to receive from flood your heart. It will help you. Because man is God's method, remember? Faith in the ministry of that man. Faith in what God does through him. You know, this last year, when we were expecting Reverend in our meeting last year, before whatever, some things went wrong and all that. Almost every Sunday before then, I kept talking about the ministry of Reverend Peter. Remember that? I keep telling you, because you have to be ready in your heart to receive what he has to offer. If not, you just see yet another preacher that has come. And if you see like yet another preacher, you'll not be blessed. This week, if you have video clips of our meetings, messages from us, impartation services, it's time to listen to them and watch them over and over and over again. You can watch a man and so much believe in the man that even when he's just passing and just touches you, how are you doing? You come in contact with something. Are you getting the point? You come in contact with something. If you watch Pastor Deboye's meeting, if you visit Pastor Deboye's meeting, there's one thing that must be in your mind. And that is that you must be ready to shout amen at any time. Have you observed that? No matter how slow he is. See, right now, Daddy just said, if you don't know that man's ministry, you can be there after the meeting. Have we finished? You get the point? You must know Daddy said, for the first 20 of you that will shout an amen, a miracle awaits you. You will now see but in your mind, be like, let him finish and start praying. He has prayed. You can only know by watch. Imagine they just bring you to that kind of meeting. Or they bring you to a Brother Hagin meeting. And Brother Hagin comes off the stage and starts laughing. You know, ha 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 ha. You now say, what are they doing? What is this? And you now laughs and laughs and laughs and laughs. Say, yeah, yeah. Just laugh. And then, everyone else is laughing. You know, some of them say, I'll be laughing at Paul. You say, what kind of, did he come to choke? Now, but if you have studied this kind of ministry and all that, that's why I don't believe people just go to, I don't like the fact that people go to meetings just for going for meetings. Let me give you one advice. If there's somebody that's begging for some way, for instance, it's not a general rule, you might not do it if you don't have the chance. If you just meet someone on the road and give him a flyer, it's okay. But if there's a particular person I bring for something to be blessed, try to get him to have listened to our message. I get the point. It will help the person when he gets in, he will know how to flow with us. Hallelujah. He will know how to flow with us. Because when you do not believe in the channel, the source will be flowing, you will not be getting anything. It's just like having a big tank of water, okay, and then there is a pipe connected to this, and then the other end of the pipe is blocked. I didn't get the point. So there is this, the source is flowing, the channel is blocked. And so you must train your heart. Amen. Praise God. So it's going to be a blessing, you know, right? So let your heart be in the right shape. Expecting something, filled with the word of God, and then with the proper knowledge of the man that God is going to use to bless you. Hallelujah. Proper knowledge of the man that God is going to use to bless you. Now, when you now start speaking in your heart, now what should follow? Huh? You say them with your mouth. Faith speaks in two places, remember that? In the heart, then in the mouth. And so, what do you say with your mouth now? The same things you've been saying in your heart. So now I begin to say things like, so who is going to bless me? How long have you been talking since this meeting has been coming? In your room, not on your status. How
Some of you know that just talking on your status is not blessing anybody. Okay, you can bless someone, sha. It's not for you. Except I'm putting it there to remind yourself. But you don't view your status. You view your status. But you post status, I can't view it. Why? Is that how much you attach to yourself? Everything is just about you. Your phone, your wallpaper is you. Is that how much you love yourself? The Bible said in the last days, men shall be lovers of themselves. In your house, your picture is in your house. On your phone, you now put status again. And you view your status. And it's your picture that is there. Is the picture not on your phone? Why are you viewing it on your status? It's different. Okay. Now, what led me to that? Talk with your mouth. You see, it's not just on your status. Talk. So as a meeting is coming up, your expectation. Zoe is my meeting. It's my receiving meeting. I'm going to be healed. I'm going to grow in the world. You're saying it. You know the beautiful thing about believing and saying? They have a link. Believing will make you say. But even if you don't believe in your heart, one of the ways to make yourself believe is to say too. Because when you are saying, you are hearing what you are saying. I get to the point. I'm going to be blessed. The world is going to change me at Zoe. I'm going to be touched by God. Like if I come to service every morning, that's how to come to service. Oh, what a beautiful service this morning. I'm going to be blessed. Pastor is going to bless my life. I'm expecting pastor to lay hands on me. And sometimes when you say such things, you just notice that in the meeting, it just starts going somehow. To meet whatever your expectations are. And so you say so much before the meeting. Talk. Talk. In Psalm 34 and verse 12. You know, your words are very powerful. And that's how meetings work. That's how meetings work. He said, what man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Is there any man like that here? You desire life, you love good days, you want to see good. He gave you an answer in verse 13. He says, keep thy tongue from evil. And thy lips, so there are things you don't say. You know, I teach you guys when you're some of you ministers here. When you want to go minister in a healing meeting, for instance, one of the ways to get set for a healing meeting is to talk too much. Powerful meeting ahead. I do this. Like Friday night is always a miracle service, you know, right? Coming to that meeting, I've said a lot of things. That's why you now find out that, you know, I used to tell you guys that it is your words that work the wonders in meetings. I told you, right? But have you also observed that there are times you just lay hands on you, we did not say anything, something will happen to you. Do you know why? We've been talking before we came. I feel him at all. This meeting is going to be a blessing. Anybody that lay my hands on, oh, glory to God. I see cancer disappear. I see us. I see my God. When I was, one of those meetings I told you about last year, that was at Obolo. I was talking about the diet I missed out to people that had skin cases, skin infections and all that. Do you know, before that meeting, I already heard at home from the Lord that this night you're going to minister to people that have skin infections and they're going to disappear instantly on the stage. I had it in my spirit. I kept saying it throughout that day. Tonight, we shall skin diseases disappear. I kept saying it until I just knew it like I knew my name. And there is no way. I didn't get a point. I kept saying it in my heart until we just entered the meeting. I think that was almost the first thing I did. I said, if you have a skin case, any skin, a growth on your skin, rashes on your skin, eczema, what other things? Ring anything on your skin, come on. And we're laying hands and they were disappearing immediately. I was in another meeting and I saw before I came for the meeting that someone's wound was going to get healed instantly. I saw it, and before I was already saying it. If I was in Nepal, I missed someone that had an open wound. I know that one was dramatic because I already saw that before I came. And I kept saying it. But when I came for the meeting, the man was not in the meeting. You are there, Shay? But I said that thing will happen a lot. I was not running up the meeting. The man walked in. I get what I'm talking about. You must say so much, whether you are the minister or you are the attendee. You must say so much. So much. So what are you saying for Zoe? Be saying something. Sunday service, be saying something. I'm going to be blessed. That is the same thing for receiving every miracle in your life. If you are in a season when you're expecting a major miracle in your life, you see it in your tongue, it's saying something. Not just when you come for service, wake up every day. Say, how about you expecting a financial turnaround this period? Your mouth must be talking. The problem is we hear a lot of bad things. You know, I talked about your heart. We hear a lot of bad things and we say a lot of bad things and then we pray the right things. How is it going to change? You've already negated with your word and your heart whatever you're praying. Hallelujah. You're still expecting a job this year. You're still expecting a financial turnaround this year. We're talking from now. This is still my year. 2021 will be good, but this year will bless me first. Before we get there, I'm still expecting. It not when you come to church. Every day, if you just walk under that, remember it. You'll say, oh, my day, my job is here. Be saying something. You know, when you are saying something, it's not God you're affecting. The first thing that you are saying is doing is that it's entering your heart. That's why you don't say it in your heart. You're saying it to your heart. You're saying it to your mouth, the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, the job is here. Fix your salary if you must. Hallelujah. Fix your salary. You keep saying it and you don't just keep quiet. And when we now come for the meeting and they lay hands on you, hey, Maleko, my dad, something is going to change. Because the remote control is working. Whatever is at work is responding to the things you have said in your heart. I don't get the point. It's responding to that thing. All those you said in your heart, you should pull it. So I have what I say. It's not that one. Praise God. The remote control is working. You're laying hands on the person and that is a connection. You've said so much. In this meeting, healing is mine. In this meeting, prosperity is mine. If you're coming to so, if you had a sickness that has lasted for more than how many years, this is a way to bring the end of it. It will. We'll be talking before we come. Be talking. Some of you from the first night. So that woman of the issue of blood said before she came, if I touch. Do you know you can say so much that as pastor is greeting everybody, when he touches me, whether he's praying or not, this will happen. You can say so much in your heart and believe it, that when the pastor is just passing carelessly and just hits you, how far now? That's it. He may not even, that's why I said it's your faith. He may not even know that something has happened. It only takes a mature person like Jesus to know virtue has gone. Because Jesus was not in a miracle service then. I hope you know. He was in a walking, is it walking service? He was in a passing service. He was just passing. He was just a casual person on the road. And this woman, do you know you can draw something from your pastor when he is doing anything casual? It's what you said before you came. I didn't get the point. He said, if I just touch. So, as always coming, be talking in your heart, be speaking with your mouth. It's a blessed service for me. Everything is going to change for me. From Zoe, I walk into, maybe you've been counting in tens. You can begin to trust God to count in hundreds. And you can trust God to count in millions. And I'm saying this by God, it will come to you from Zoe. And it will be by God's own making, by God's hand. Say me, counting millions. You see, you know why this I'm saying is looking like motivational speaking to you. When I say counting millions, say, this pastor can entertain you. The reason why it's telling that is because your heart doesn't even believe it can happen. I didn't get the point. It happened to me. I was in a meeting and the pastor was preaching. It was on Shujo Parasha. And he said, from this meeting, some of you are stepping into the realm of billions. And everybody shouted, amen. Me, my heart, seriously? I said, amen, though, like, but my heart, I was like, and the time he gave was short. He said, between now and 1 month, billions. I said, wow. It just dawned on me that I was not yet in the mood to receive it. After getting my heart set, I didn't get the point. After getting my heart set, and that is what I've been saying in this church, God can turn a man's story around in 1 minute. And it's not what happens in Nigerian film, it happens in real life. He said, how? One contract. One. And the work can just, everything will change. Your son could now be, we have moved. No, you can move. One, I'm telling you, with one contract. With one contract. Just one. Now, so you must believe God for it. I believe that some of you from this, from the way, will get into some some realms of financial dominion. Some things that you've not tested in your life before. Something is going to happen for you. But before that meeting comes, be saying it. Because we'll be praying for your finances. That's just a side attraction. Hallelujah. Aside from teaching the word, ministering the Holy Ghost, okay, imparting spiritual things, side attraction will pray for your finances. And there will be a change. You can say so much that even as he's praying right there in the conference, my own alerts are coming. We've seen it happen. And I've seen it. We're going to see it again and again. You can begin to say in the Holy Ghost meeting as a way, I'm going to flow with so much precision and accuracy that I will be able to describe the person's issue to the person, my partner, with his name and some names. You can say it so much before that day that you're already seeing it happen. So what you want to see is we be talking. Hallelujah. Remember, when you're talking, your faith is not increasing. You are increasing yourself in the faith of God as in you. You are getting better at it. So what are you expecting? Hallelujah. So be talking in your heart, be speaking with your mouth. That's just what I want to challenge you with this morning. So speak your expectation, speak the word. Hallelujah. 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 You know, there's someone here that has been trusting the Lord to see a short limb grow. A short limb grow. If that's what they're expecting, be praying as a way. I will not just be impacted with it. I will have an opportunity to practice it. I am saying it for that day. Oh, a pastor, listen to me. It's called creative miracles. Where God increases a short limb. Praise God. Increase the short limb. We've seen it a couple of times. Instantly. By the workings of God. It's not tales by moonlight. It's real. You watch the leg grow. Hallelujah. It's not tales by moonlight. And we can, you see, by in such meetings, you prepare your heart. I'm not coming to watch film. I'm not coming to play. I'm in here for serious business. I'm going to see things happen for me. So let your heart be set. So I say you speak. And then the second, last, third and last thing, of course, one other way to grow in your faith is by prayers. And I added on my notes, and fasting. One of the ways to prepare for Zoe is that you should be praying a lot and fasting. You are growing your faith. Or you're growing yourself in that faith of God. Look at that, Jude verse 20. Building up yourself on your most holy faith. How? Praying the Holy Ghost. And so when you're praying in tongues a lot, you are getting your... You know what prayer does? Hey, Kabbalah. Prayer imprints in your heart what you just knew in your head. Great prayer first, right? It imprints in your heart what was formerly just in your head. Oh, God works miracle. Yes, so amen. But really, you don't believe it. Just begin to pray. 1 hour, 2 hours every day. 2 hours every day falls away. Every day. You're fasting, you're praying. You see, your faith is rising. You are imprinting so much in your heart. You've just been hearing God works miracles. So, God heals the sick. And you're praying. Shamalakadeya. The one interesting story I was studying within the week that blessed me was 1 Samuel chapter 1 from verse 9. Sarah. And why I want to, Hannah rather. I want to talk about Hannah is the fact that what she attended was a yearly conference. And beware of routines. Routine meetings can make you go home not being blessed. Because they hold every Sunday. They hold every year. It could just be yet another Zoe for you. If you're not careful. So she's becoming every year. But that year when she now came to that particular Shiloh, they go there every year. And it was supposed to be when they would eat and drink. After they had drunken. Hallelujah. Go to verse 10. And she was in bitterness and prayed. So she went, she left the place and entered and started praying. She was praying. If you're expecting something from God, you must keep a praying attitude. So when Eli now came to her and just said, daughter, go to verse 17 or so, I think. That's where Eli met her. She was praying and weeping. Eli answered and said, go in peace. The God of Israel grant thee thy petition. Simple statement. Look at what happened in verse 18. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went away and did it and was no more sad. how come the bitterness disappeared? She was so sure by just a simple mistake I made. I didn't get the point. She was sure. How was she so sure that she has gotten it? I had to pray for it. She has prayed it through. Let me drop this. Did you observe too that in this story, at this time, it was the Old Testament, obviously, in a sense, God had left Eli. You know, right? The replacement was Samuel that she was going to give birth to. But even that prophet that, in a sense, God had left, was still able to produce a miracle because the woman's heart was ready for it. She was fasting, she was praying. Take Monday and fast. That's why we took you through all those fastings, okay? 1 week, all those things. It's to get your heart set. You cannot pray for a meeting and not be blessed by that meeting. It's not possible. You're praying for the meeting, you're praying for yourself. So, what are you praying? Your expectations. You're praying. 1 hour, just decide that with your friends throughout this week, you will fast. You fast, you pray. Every day we'll do 2 hours. Monday, 2 hours. Tuesday. If let me say this, on Wednesday. Wednesday, when will be? Because we'll be in the hall on Wednesday, remember? From 2 p.m. to set up the hall. We'll have a prayer meeting. Both there, and it's something that will be on, it's not just for us, it's for every of our centers. It will be on Zoom. We'll be praying there, and then other people connect to Zoom. Just 30 minutes of intensive prayer to prepare your heart for the meeting. What time is it again? 5, right? 5 to 5:30. Wherever you are, I'm gonna announce it. We're gonna put it up on the group because we want you to keep a praying attitude throughout. Because when you pray, and not just before the meeting, even in the meeting, I say something to you. You see, in some way, in such meetings, minimize how you eat. You get what I said? Minimize how you eat and spend more time praying. We start every day by 7 o'clock. How many of you know? And but some of you will still go out and eat. Before that 7 o'clock, why are you like this? Why are you like this? But seriously, do you eat before 7 in your house? Eh? I honor you. You are my role model. Your God is my God. Oh, I don't know how you guys do it. 7 o'clock, I can't even take in water is work. But point is, if that's how you eat, your heart is okay. But then, in such meetings, minimize how you eat. Eat to stay strong, okay? I don't encourage that you fast to a point where you can no longer say amen. Eat to stay strong, okay? But then, minimize how you eat. I know you're going to see a lot of friends you've not seen for a very long time. So it's an exciting and energetic time. But see, minimize also how you gist. Even when you're gisting, keep a prayer attitude, praying whatever around you. That's where some of you, how many of you, it happened to you last year. It was after the meeting had ended and you went to bed that something started happening to you. After the meeting has ended, you are now sleeping in your room and then some experiences start coming. That's why you notice it's fully a spiritual atmosphere. And so you are praying in the meeting, you are praying before you meet. This prayer will set your heart right, in the right state to receive what God has given. One other thing I will say, and I'll start praying. Is that prayer in meetings? I told you it tears your faith. Now, one thing it does to you is that it keeps you sensitive. Very, very sensitive to big things that are happening. You know, in every meeting, things are happening that you cannot describe. During the prayer session, that's just the yankele kemo. Well, things are happening. You know, I'm going to tell you guys this. There are, you know, the things happen at different intervals. When the prayer session is going on, I was saying this last Sunday. Remember? How many of you ever received your healing in this church during the worship session? Let me see your hand. Come on to you. How many of you during the opening prayer? Different times. How many of you have ever received your healing on a day when I was not preaching or praying for healing? Things are just happening. Because the presence of God is in this place. And so, to be able to pick those signals, it is prayer that sets your heart in place. So in meetings we pray. Now I just tell you guys this story. I've told this story more than 20 times now. About Kenneth Copeland. Remember that story? He said he was sitting in front under Brother Hagin. Brother Hagin's meeting. He was sitting in front like this. Brother Hagin was just ministering and God already told Brother Hagin, this guy in front, to told him something. He said, you're going to lay hands on him and release him into his prophetic ministry. He said, but then he is going to kneel down and you will do it. So God was already talking to him. Now, to Brother Hagin, he didn't tell anybody. He was just going on his head. And then God began to speak to Brother Copeland. Kneel down. Praise God. You have to be very sensitive in meetings. I don't get the point. Very sensitive. And it's prayer that keeps you. So he said he was contemplating, Lord, how can I just this on the prayer session that I'm preaching? He wasn't praying, I was just preaching, just like I'm preaching now. So they kneeled down. So the guy was just contemplating. After some time, he said, well, Lord, I'm just gonna do it. He knelt down. Then he knelt down. Nobody heckin. He just said, yes, Lord, I'll do it. Yes, Lord, I'll do it. And just walked up to him and placed his hands on him, and that was it. That is the same. But those prophecies he spoke that day are still recorded and are still with Brother Copeland today. He said that is the ministry he's functioning in till now. That very meeting. Now, how was he able to pick that? You are sensitive in meetings to the point that whatever is happening, you can pick whatever is happening around. Are you following me at all? You don't come to meetings just like that. And so, you are saying this in your heart, saying it with your mouth, you are praying. Think of doing 2 hours every day till Zoe. 3 hours every day till Zoe. Your nights, you should rest as much as you can because you're coming for a full meeting, but then spend some time praying before you sleep every day. Have you ever prayed so much for the meeting that you saw the meeting before the meeting? No, not your, not just seeing. You saw to the point of even the clothes the man of God was going to wear when he comes. And the first thing he will do when he enters. I don't get the point. So, when you pray a lot for meetings, the meeting becomes a spiritual deja vu for you. You get what I said? You just get there, you just feel like, this has happened to me before. You've seen it before you came. Not just seen, you have experienced it before you came. Hallelujah. Pray. Your heart is set. Your faith is strong. You are ready. Whatever is flying, you are catching it. Hallelujah. Nothing passes me by in this meeting. If it's flying, I'm catching it. I do what I'm telling you even as a minister. And also, I just stay prayed up. And I was telling some of the pastors recently. I was like, you guys want to get a hotel for me so that I will not be seeing anybody, so I'll be sleeping very well. What they don't realize is that I don't actually sleep in those rooms. Because once you get it and go, I just get a little sleep. Of course, if you know, if you're very close to me, when I'm hosting meetings, around program periods, I don't used to sleep. Sleep a little and I'm up. Because I'm just trying to pick a lot of things at that moment. Must be spiritually sensitive in meetings to know what is going to happen, to be set to receive, because things are happening that even during break periods, things are happening. I don't get the point. Things are happening. So your heart must be set. So your faith, you grow in your faith for receiving in Christian meetings by your expectation, by what you are saying in your heart, by what you are saying with your mouth, and then praying them through. From this day, let not meetings, church services, be another routine for you. Look at the point. Get your heart in faith before we get there. Before we get there. Before we get there. So you pray through the meeting. If I have also taught you, even when messages are going on, you're praying. Hallelujah. You're praying. I do it a lot. If the teaching is going on, I'm muttering in tongues under my breath. I'm just ready for whatever is going to just happen here. Whatever is going to happen. You are so much in the meeting. But a lot of things that happen, meetings are just meetings. So when you pray a lot and you are in faith, you are ready for anything. I told you guys, the meeting we went to last weekend, just came to the meeting and I didn't know. You know, the prayer I prayed before I came up to the stage was very crazy. I said, Father, just take over the meeting, scatter this meeting. And I walked up to the meeting and then all the Lord said was, let's laugh. You get the point? We're just laughing. And it wasn't just the normal rejoicing. Laughing for a very long time. We're laughing and laying hands on people. I wasn't saying anything, I was just laughing. If you're not set for such meetings, you would think, this guy just came here to play with us. He doesn't have anything to say, he's just laughing. And there were strong manifestations. Some of you are in the meeting, right? Strong expressions of God. Strong expressions of God. Healings, as well, just laughing. Healings. Some crazy demonstrations, but just laughing. Hallelujah. And a good number of you have not recovered from that meeting till today. Till today. Strong expressions. He said, so what is in the laugh? I don't know. Praise God. The Lord said, laugh. Hallelujah. So meetings are made for you. So your heart must be in faith to get what God is going to offer. Sound faithful. I didn't say faithful. Sound faithful. I'm full of faith. I'm expecting something. Hallelujah. So this morning we're going to pray. I'm going to give you 20 minutes. We're going to fervently pray. Shade, this was short, right? Huh? We're going to fervently pray. Your expectation, whatsoever it is, we're going to pray this morning. Until we see it. Hallelujah. Have you written down some of your expectations? Have you done that? We're going to pray. I'm going to walk in miracles in some way. I'm going to prophesy in some way. I'm going to receive words that will turn my life around. If I'm just asking for direction over a particular issue. Let me see your hand if that was you. A particular issue. Now see, you're going to pray through such that when the meeting comes, you will see somebody walk up to you and say, you are asking for this. This is the answer. Hey, you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk you in it. Yeah, you will. You will. And do you realize that sometimes in those meetings, the direction does not come when they are prophesying. It can come when the pastor is teaching. And just digress and digress and give one example. And hey, you know what to do. You know what to do. So we're going to hold our hands together in threes and pray. And pray. And pray. Prayer births conviction. You know that? Conviction. This is not just talk. I say, things that have just been dropping in your heart, you just know them. God is good. Do you know God is good can so much be imprinted in your heart? God is good. I was telling you guys about Brother Copeland. He said, God is my source. That was all. It is settled in. And his finance changed. Everything. He said they, by then they were in debts of about millions. He said that day, God said, I am your source. Said, he stayed on it until it settled. And he told his wife, he said, Gloria, we are never going to borrow again. And that was it. Till now, I'm talking about such a big ministry. He would never borrow since then. Why? God is my source. That was all. He said, who doesn't know that? Well, you don't. By constant repetition and much praying, you imprint in your heart what was previously just in your head. And I have sensed strongly that this what I just said now is going to help someone because you are moving out of that realm of borrowing. Because how is it going to happen? That supernaturally, from this meeting coming, God is going to clear your debts. And when he clears the debts, you will have much more. And I'll be no need for that again. Much more. So prayer will just bring those things that were just previously in your head, or you've heard from a preacher, and they settle in your heart. What will make the words of the preacher mean a lot and mean more to you is that you've prayed those things through and prayed them into reality. Why we are going to join our hands is so that as we're praying, I expect you to transfer fervency one to another. That as fervent as your neighbor is, you're fervent that way. And we're praying for like 20 minutes, like I said. And bringing this into reality. And if you're following this message from anywhere, we're going to leave the prayer session on throughout this recording. Because you should pray too with us. You should pray with us. You should pray with us. You don't go to meetings to waste your time. You pray. You pray. There's a strong, thick cloud of expectation. Somebody met me yesterday. I was like, She's not a member of our church. She said, you guys are praying for so. I said, yeah. She said, the expectation is so high from everybody. I said, yes. It's so high. We're going to bet them. Remember I said that, right? You bet the expectation. I cannot go back the same way. I cannot go back the same way. I cannot go back the same way. My sister met me here last Sunday or last Thursday. And I'm saying this to minister to that sister. She's here. I'm going to say this to minister to her. But not yet. She was sick. A hepatitis issue. She had, I think, B and C. We finished praying. She went to the hospital. And they checked. One had gone. The other one was there. I think C has gone. B was still there. Zoe this year. You will go back after. There will be no trace. There will be no trace. There will be no trace. Because God doesn't do incomplete jobs. You know, right? He doesn't. But will you pray them into reality? We're going to see the workings of God all over this place. You've been given a death sentence here. Oh, this is incurable. You're going to trust God for that. I said, no, nothing is incurable with you. And you've been managing, yes, I saw that. You've been managing a particular health condition. It's been there for long, so you've gotten used to living with it. Get unused to it. Get unused to it. Get unused to it. It's not normal. Eye problems are not normal. Ear problems are not normal. Get unused to it. And insist. I said, no. Hey, I told you guys, praying, that's why you pray through. Praying and quitting. What it means to pray and quit? It's like getting to a restaurant and you place your order, and before the order arrives, you walk out. You don't pray and quit. You keep praying. You keep praying. That prayer is not to move God. You are praying. Praying is saying, I'm still here. Hey, I'm still here. Things will keep shifting until it comes to you. By your prayers. So I'm expecting something. I'm expecting the word. Some of you will come into crazy, as in realms of God's revelation, of God's word. So much that something that has been confusing you, just go from the meeting, it's like everything is clear. Everything is clear. A lady walked up to me in a meeting. It was she was a very religious, very, very religious lady. It was a meeting where people were wearing trousers. And she walked up to me in the meeting, on the first night of the meeting, and told me, why are there people wearing trousers in this place? I was the minister. And I wanted to answer her. The Holy Ghost said, no. Don't answer her. I just told her, I just played along with her. I said, Abi, just forget them and focus on the Lord and focus on the meeting. I just played with her. She said, so what do I do? I said, just be part of the meeting. Pray in the meeting. The meeting was Doxa. In Doxa, we pray for 3 hours. I said, make sure you join our 3 hours prayer. Every morning. She said, okay. I should not mind them. I said, don't mind them. They're not serious. In the meeting, there was no teaching about trouser or anything. But she was joining the prayer sessions and the teaching sessions. At the end of the conference, I asked her, I said, hey, can I now explain to you? She said, no, I don't understand. What was even doing me? Just 3 days, this prayer. Prayer can put revelation. These things you've been hearing, they can settle in. And it begins to interpret. The Holy Ghost interprets some things that, you're not even, that the minister is not saying to you. Because we didn't mention anything about trouser. We're just talking about how the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel, salvation, the fact that you are saved, eternally, just... And it is set to their heart. So there are things you don't. I was telling you guys when I was writing, when I was working on this book I'm working on, the God you never knew. I was just working on it and all that. And then it got to a time, I was thinking, how am I sure everybody's going to understand what I'm writing here? I'm releasing this book to the whole world. I don't even know who's going to get into the testing sand. So I was trying to explain some things, trying to break it down. And then the Holy Ghost said to me, he said, do your best. But don't forget that spiritual truths are only caught by revelation. He said, so when you are done, as you are writing and when you are done writing, he said, pray for long for revelation for them. If not, you finish writing, no matter how much you break it down, nobody's going to get it. Prayer is a way of solving revelation issues. I didn't get the point. So you pray. You pray. Let's be on our feet. Let's just be on our feet. And tongue in the Holy Ghost. Shamala diyodogo musiana niana makamara nonosia. I'm expecting something. I expect a miracle. Ha ha. I told you guys, it's not a sin to expect a miracle, you know, right? Always expect a miracle. Hold your hands together and trace. Two people by your side. Two people by your side. We are going to see diverse workings of God. We're going to step. So you're going to pray. You're not praying for that person. You're praying for yourself. Praying for yourself by just holding the person so that you guys can hold on fervently through this period to pray. Just pray. We are going to see the move of the Spirit. I'm going to see diverse workings of God. I'm going to see supernatural happenings. My life is going to change. Revelation is going to happen to me. My understanding will be enlightened. This sickness lives a back home matter. For it's not unto death, this sickness. Hey, let me hear you pray like you know what they are praying for. You've prayed for everything. You've prayed for the sound. It's time to pray for you. Pray for you. This is my meeting. If you don't know what to say, just keep saying, Father, this is my meeting. So where is my receiving meeting? It is my receiving meeting. In a meeting where I'm going to be blessed. It's my receiving meeting. I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to be impacted. My life is going to change. I'm going to learn the word. I'm going to get better. Come on. You can pray better than that. Just come on. Just go ahead. Your heart is getting set for what God is going to do. You are putting your heart in shape and in place for what God is going to do. God wants to bless you. God wants to change you. God wants to turn things around for you. Your heart is getting in shape for those things. Just continue. I have this strong leading in my heart that some of you from Zoe are going to walk into some connections that will alter things for you totally. Some connections, human connections, human relationships that will change this around your finance, change this around your life, that will move you forward. A lot of things will happen. A lot of things that will change this and work this for you. Come on.
Shamania na na masola na na mana na mara pole gabala gamala dia da baba shuma la na na mana 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 Come on, church. Come on. Now, mana na 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 shada la bana. Eya mama 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 shadi ya double double double. You are betting what you want to see. 15 more minutes. Go ahead and pray. 15 more minutes. Go ahead and pray. Fervently, fervently. The earnest, heartfelt, continuous prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. You are making power available. Power, manini onush. Ananananana malababara babababa. Shida da balabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalab
Hey, come on, church. Hey, come on, church. Come on, hold on and pray. Hold on the fervency of that prayer. You are betting what you will see. The rejoicing will suddenly bless you. The dancing will suddenly bless you. The procession will suddenly bless you. Because you've brought them forth in the place of prayer. My meetings are not ordinary. I do not come to an ordinary meeting. I am not coming to a normal meeting. I am not coming to an ordinary meeting. I am coming for my life to be changed. I am coming for my life to be transformed. Something is going to happen to me. Fervency will burn inside of me. Passion will rise in me. Passion will rise in me. Just go ahead. Just go ahead. That example I gave is coming again. Some of you are launching into the realms of creative miracles. From Zoe. Creative miracles from Zoe. Creative miracles from Zoe. Missing objects in the body found. Missing objects in the body found. Missing objects in the body found. It will happen in Zoe. Then you will catch that realm. You will catch that grace. You will walk into that grace. Missing objects in the body. Hey, Abaladabashanya. Ababaladabash. Missing parts. Missing parts in the body found. Missing parts in the body found. I hear strongly. Incomplete parts of the body. New ones created. New ones created. New ones created. Church, pray. Just go ahead. Leave the person you are holding. Hold another set of persons. Hold the lesson as you keep praying. Just keep praying. Hold another set of persons and just keep praying. Let the church pray. Just come on. Hey. Hey. Hey, Amana Nash. Hey Amalana, Shumana Negeda, Shumana Negeda, Shumana Negeda, Shumana Negeda, Atina Makoma, Ino Simale, Masuna Lanana, Etige, 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 Futeke Bote, Aya. Ah. Yabalagada bashandia. Osumale, pratitikate. Sumatiga. Depression issues handled. Emotional healings happening right in the meeting at different intervals. God coming through for you. Right now, just go ahead. And I hear divine interventions. I will intervene in what concerns you. I will intervene where your strength has ended. As you walk into the meeting, my strength will begin from there. Where you have ended, I will start from there. Yes. You can pray better than that. Much more fervency. Sumale, sumatichasea. I sense prayer fire that will rise from the meeting. Prayer fire. Some of you that have been struggling in your prayer life. Prayer fire that will rise from the meeting. Prayer fire. That's tearing of prayer. That's tearing to pray. Your prayer life has gone on vacation. It's coming back. Much more vigor. Hey. Much more vigor. Stay in power in prayer. It will be better than his way. Stay in power in prayer. Ability to stay in prayer. Just go ahead. That ability to stay in the place of prayer. We have 8 more minutes, so just pray. By your prayers, you create the meetings. You create the events. You create events in prayers. You create events. This year, God is just waiting. May I have your orders, please. May I have what you need in Zoe. May I have what you want. In your place of prayer, you are stating it and making it clear. You are stating it and making them clear. Church, come on. Hey. Miracles happen. That's what the choir did. It was the way. Miracles happen. Hey. Hey, yes. We have 5 more minutes. Pick another set of persons and now pray with much more fervency. Much more fervency. I'm doing this to help you. Pick another set of persons and now pray with much more fervency now. Much more fervency. Much more fervency. Come on. Much more fervency. 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 Hey, much more fervency. Much more fervency. God will come through for me. God will come through for me. God will come through for you. God will come through for you. He has never failed. He's not starting now. He's never going to fail. He's going to come through for you. He's going to come through for you. He's going to reorder things around you. He's going to change things around you. He's coming through for you. Just go ahead. Aya balada 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 yobolo doboshiada zubada dia galaba rada dia dalaba bashota dadabash. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Just pray. You can sense it already. Prayer fervency rising on your inside. Some of you have never prayed. Some of you that are new here, you've never prayed to this point here before. But now, it's rising. Just yield to it. And keep praying. It is the beginning of something new in your life. That as you leave from here and return for the meeting, hey, something would have changed about you. Hamanania nama shuda la baruba seba la yada sebale 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 hamanama sebale sebale hamanama sebale sebale hamanama sebale manono mono siada da zumalania nama mashida leko shibale ko shibale ko shibale gole bosumanania nana ke yada shadiaga. Hey, yes, 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 yes. Just pray. Come on. I'm a lad of a shandia. A resultful meeting ahead. A resultful meeting ahead. A resultful meeting ahead. Just go ahead and pray. The next 3 minutes, begin to declare what will happen to you as hands are laid on you. What you want hypertension to bring to you. I explained this last week. What you want hypertension to bring for you. As hands will be laid on me. This and that will change. This and that will change about me. Just go ahead. What you want hypertension to bring for you. As hands will be laid on me. I walk into the realms of creative miracles. As hands will be laid on me. Everything about me changes. But be definite right now. As hands will be laid on me, my finance will take a new turn. As hands will be laid on me, my prophetic abilities are sharpened. My prophetic abilities are sharpened. As hands will be laid on me, accuracy and precision with the Spirit. Just go ahead. Ah, Shavalia deva subalata hada. Subalata la barata la baba shadia. O subale, o subale, o subale. O subaletaya. O subaletaya. Manta la baranta la bayontolo bohanda. Mantala baronto lobo yatega mana shandia. Ananiana shuya. Shoya. Sobala diako mono nunianana. But this song has become in my heart throughout concerning Zoe. In my heart concerning Zoe. It's an evil song. It's in my heart. I feel answers for people here. Atulegu kikam nonyere elelanya buruburu no joy nihi na monwe buchineke gi o nga agbagi ume ngeji aka nri kezio mume kwa kite gi nga gozi gi o ngeji aka nri kezio mume kwa kite gi o. Atulegu kikam nonyere
elelanya buru ducha nina wowe mbushine kagi nga kwagiwe nge nyere gyaka
Ngeji
akari nesio mume wakidei.
One of the things the Lord said to me, he said, in some way there will be a ministration of divine help. God is going to help you. You get the point? God is going to help you. He said, in what ways? In whatever way you want. God is going to help you. He will help you. I get the point? God will help you. Have you ever experienced God's help before? No, I'm talking about a tough situation. You just know that God just helped me now sort this thing. It didn't happen to you. It can make you cry. Just know God just helped you. No, you say this is the finger of God. You will just know that God has helped me. God is going to help you. Hallelujah. God will help you. Are you expectant? Hallelujah. I'm expectant. Heavily expectant for the meeting. Heavily expectant. Let's open our hands and bless God for Zoe. Thank Him for what He has done for the meeting. For the things that He has done that we will receive in the meeting. The things He has done are the prayers you have prayed. You will not receive them in the meeting.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.